calmed down a little bit now. I'm back at home. It's 11:15. So I get myself all emotionally, mentally prepared for this today. And I get in there and I walk around the door and my dentist is no longer there. She's left for another job. So I get this very nice, you know, Asian guy who knows what he's doing but has to obviously now reanalyze the case. Needs to tell me that I need to go for x-rays, has checks over what I've got, what haven't I got in my mouth. Tells me that I am an interesting and complicated case. I don't really want to be interesting and complicated in the dental department. I just want it done. And I flipped out of the car. I left it until I got back in the car, but flipped out of the car, building up. This is a constant thing that happens to me. I get so far with certain things, and then they just get taken away from me by external forces. I just want my dental stuff sorted out, you know? So they're contacting this place in Leicester that does this construction stuff. Reconstruction stuff. Basically, one of my teeth, when I fell over when I was 12, I blacked out after being in the sun for too long and got sunstroke and fell down a flight of stairs and blacked out, and my mum found me at the bottom of the stairs in a massive big pool of blood and freaked out, and I smashed my front teeth back, and one of my front teeth has got a dead nerve ending in it. And the other one, for some reason, it has slowly started to grind away. And so they're not even. Because I have a missing one at the back, my jaw, I could have these veneers, reconstructive veneer crowns on the front, but they probably, because my jaw is not in alignment, they're concerned that it would, you know, rub or crack or cause me some discomfort. And I understand all that. I have complete clarity on why and when and how. I'm just really frustrated and annoyed and disappointed. It's a confidence thing, you know. I've got bags of confidence. I know who I am. I know what I'm about. I know what I want to do. But it really affects my social interactions with people. More so nowadays than it ever has. Because I like being social. Oh, man. So it looks like I'm going to be referred to this Leicester place, and I'm going to go over there and they're going to tell me all sorts of stuff, and then I'm going to have probably a lot more sessions to go to. Now it gets more complicated because now I have to go to Leicester, which is an hour away. So I have to take time out of my day. I have to take days off or half days off. And I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know if they're going to say it's good or bad or indifferent. I don't know what the x-rays are going to be like. Just frustrated, annoyed, frustrated, and had built up to this. Had sort of ticked the box and said, yep, that's getting done. Great, you know. Yeah. Pissed off. Really pissed off.